Unable to work due to injury or illness? Contact Bryden's Lawyers, 1800 848 848. This is Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy on Sydney's SEN 1170 AM.
Thursday has rolled around. That means there is another round of rugby league and AFL ready to get underway. We're in finals mode in the A-League. Welcome to Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy on SEN 1170 AM in Sydney and on the SEN app, wherever you're listening. Thursday threesomes. We love that. If you want to have a threesome early, fire it at us. On the text line, the Edgewater Homes text line, 0457 736 736, or the Great Southern Bank open line, call it 1300 01 1170. You do realise, even if you just ring up and say, "Can I speak to Brandy, please?" and just say, "How are you going?" that gets you in the running for the Club Med Caller of the Week. You don't actually have to make a point. You just come on the Great Southern Bank open line, and you're in the running for this terrific prize. You may be off to Bali at the end of the year with three mates. How good. Greg Alexander, what a show we've got coming up. Our Throwback Thursday guest is Luke Diamond Phillips. We're going to find out what it was like to be stapled in the head, among other things. And one of the young guns of Sydney FC, he may in fact be their youngest player, 21-year-old Jaden Kucharski's on the program ahead of the big one against Central Coast Mariners. Brandy, day two back from Japan. How are you?
I'm good, Vossie. I'm good, and I'm staying out of the rain because it's raining where I am. The big wet is coming this weekend. Now, something that I missed last weekend, Shark Park. Shark Park was underwater at a stage.
In the morning. Horrible.
So it's going to be a wet weekend, but that won't dampen things, Vossie. There's plenty to look forward to. The Dolphins and the Eagles. Seagulls tonight.
It is Mother's Day Sunday. I would just put a butt in there because you are one notoriously to forget about big and important dates. You did forget Valentine's Day 1 year, and that was pretty nasty.
Yeah. First anniversary.
First anniversary. You do know first. You do know that Mother's Day is Sunday when you're talking about.
Yes, I'm across that. I am across it.
Now, you say it won't dampen things, Brandy, but it will. And I'm sure plenty of parents listening now get this. Kids sport. Like, seriously. My fondest memory as a kid, playing in the rain, playing in the mud. How good. Fantastic. Yeah. So far this week, is there any grounds open? Can you ring us right now or text in? Have your kids already had their sport cancelled? We had with our training cancelled last night, so there was no training, ground shut. School sport this afternoon, all cancelled. How's the weekend looking? Probably not good. What's so dangerous? Why can't the councils just look after the grounds? So what if the grounds get chopped up with kids running around playing sport? Why is it now a problem? Never was. Not in my day, Brandy.
But it has been a problem for 20 years, Vossie. Like you've got older boys, and my boys went through the same thing. I remember I used to curse councils. I used to say, "What? Yes. There's a drop of rain, and you're closing the grounds."
Boy, why is it just to be a blanket ban? Like the whole if a council shuts grounds, every ground shut.
We're a nanny state. We're a nanny state. We just worry about everything. Everything's got to.
Parents ringing now. Text us now. Have your kids already had their sport, basiled for the weekend, or is it very much in doubt of training? Where are the grounds open? And it's not as if it hasn't exactly been Armageddon in terms of the weather this week, but our kids are unlikely to play sport. If they play outdoors, they're set to be cancelled everywhere this weekend.
Now, I know we're talking about professional sport, but they play. They don't have games cancelled, and, depending on how far we go down the line of games being cancelled, but unless the ground is actually underwater, unless there's puddles of water on the ground, they should be allowed to play on them.
Yes, 100%.
Is it more about the kids hurting themselves, or is it more about protecting the whatever grass they have on there?
That's their job. The kids chop it up, and the council come in on Monday, and they get the ground ready for next week. Bring out the rollers. Yep. And if the ground's not in pristine condition by July, August, well, that's the way it is. Grounds get wear and tear.
Yeah. And there's plenty of synthetic fields around now, but I don't know if anyone else caught the story yesterday about the poisons in synthetic fields.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tell me that.
Not good.
When I'm about to go to Gore Hill Reserve on Sunday, you tell me that. That's, the artificial grass there for the AFL.
Any game of league that is played on synthetic, I'm just going, I don't want a part of that.
Are you saying in the NFL, the synthetic fields... And like hockey is a sport played.
Well, that's America.
Well, there is outdoor hockey on grass, but
I'm thinking they do. Like this was a big story yesterday on the news about the poisons in synthetic fields.
You know, all stuff.
You know, those forever poisons that are floating around. We eat, drink, and swallow a lot of things that aren't good for us. But just to top it off, on a wet weekend, the story hits perfect timing, really.
Some
sports will be moved to the synthetic fields, and everyone will be outraged.
I'm still scarred from my, it might have been 15s or something, under 15s, played on a field that was absolutely covered in blood and bone. And I do slide that, mate. I finished the game smelling like absolute shit. I mean, you couldn't get it off. It was like the valet car episode on Seinfeld. You could still smell it on your body 3 days later, that you still smelt like blood and bone. Like, it's pretty obnoxious. And the field was covered in it, and the council back in the day didn't stop you playing there. Yeah, you played.
Yeah.
Blood and bone all over the whole field.
You go, boys.
I'm scarred.
You'd get wet early too. Like, so in the warm up, you'd slide in the puddle and the mud, and you'd get a taste of it early, just so you were used to it. The story that caught my eye yesterday about the bottles thrown, or whatever they were allegedly thrown at the referees last weekend, were by off duty policemen.
Yeah, what's going on
there?
Well, alleged. Have they proven it yet?
We better alleged.
But, you know.
All alleged.
They're not running that story unless it's going to be... I don't get it. Like, you could say, what are we saying, rugby league? It's not his go. But if you do that drunk also,
it's your go.
Yeah. So what should happen there?
I don't know. That's an odd one.
We'll read from the story. Two of the three alleged perpetrators are police officers. The NRL have also issued ban notices. Yeah, so the NRL has already... No. Well, so they've. I think we can drop alleged off it because the NRL has already issued ban notices to the two officers, which would forbid them from attending any matches. So they've been proven guilty already on that capacity. But now police are investigating the fact that two of their own are among those banned.
So what happens with the police? They can't be policemen anymore, can they?
Well, surely not. Surely not. Wild stuff, crazy stuff. We're here thanks to Bryden's Lawyers. Unable to work due to injury or illness, contact Bryden's Lawyers. I might ring them up today about the blood and bone episode. Might ask them about that. Actually, we've had some instant reaction. Don't forget, most local fields, the drainage is atrocious. So if it rains all week, it's literally underwater. Cutting up the field is terrible for soccer. So we're saying the damage is under a soccer field. But again, I say... Did it worry you when you were 9, 10, if the field was cut up when you're playing soccer? You're not expecting to play on Allianz Stadium. You're playing on suburban grounds.
Yep. I think you should expect them to be cut up a bit. Wild Panther says, unfortunately, VB, they shut the grounds early because of insurance.
Insurance? What's
that's
insurance?
What we've been told by our son's footy coach.
No one's drowning. that's outrageous. What? You can get... That's true, and I'm not doubting that. Are you saying that you are more likely to get injured in the wet than the dry? Like the hard field, if you were playing rugby league, would you rather land in a sodden field or a rock hard ground? What would you rather be tackled on?
I'm taking the soft ground every day.
You'll take B.
The soft ground.
You'll take
ground,
A, the sodden ground. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable.
Yeah, unbelievable. Now, big signing day. David Fifita, the Titans, Panthers, Roosters, waiting on his decision. A decision was made yesterday, Vossi, by Dane Gagai to stay with Newcastle, which is great news for Newcastle.
Yeah. Playing tough the last couple of weeks, Dane Gagai. Gee, he's been good.
He's such a good player.
Two wins.
He's been a great player, Dane Gagai. I'm happy to see him stay at the Knights. Luke Diamond Phillips, just on our Throwback Thursday guest coming up today, unintentionally had the fairy tale finish.
Yes.
Grand final 2002.
That was his last game.
That yeah. ended up being his last game. He retired in 2003 because of injury, but we'll find out about exactly what happened and what went down and why he did retire. But unintentionally gets the fairy tale finish with a grand final win.
The big news today, the maestro is panelling for us. Yesterday we had Matt from Melbourne panelling, and he only sort of gets excited when we talk a bit of AFL. But the maestro is with us. Have you managed to find the audio of Luke Phillips being stapled? Is it good?
I've got any audio at the moment, Mossy, but we do have the vision. And, I was eating my Weet-Bix and, it was a little bit of, backwash.
So two players that I can remember that were stapled on primetime TV, Luke Phillips, Michael Devere. And both times, I think it's John Michael Orchard, isn't it? The former Roosters. So. Didn't Mick Devere, he cop it?
In a state of origin? Was that state of origin?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But Luke Phillips was the first one, wasn't he? And it was in everyone's lounge room. People were like, oh, my God. He's just had his head stapled.
Yeah.
What's that feeling like, getting a stapler in the forehead?
I've never had a stapler in the forehead.
No. Anyone out there had a staple in the forehead? What's it like? A bit of cold metal going into your
staples.
Head? Yeah.
And they still don't. They don't do that anymore, do they?
The league ruled then, if you're going to do it, you've got to do it in the dressing room. We can't have you doing that in front of the kids.
Yeah, but they don't do it at all anymore. They don't staple.
Is that right?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I haven't seen a staple gun around the dressing rooms for a long time.
Wayne Bennett yesterday. He's been in good form lately, Wayne Bennett. Well, life's pretty good for Wayne. He came through he had the flu the other week. He didn't fly while you're away. The flu, he didn't fly to Darwin for the match against Parramatta.
I was still around.
Oh, you were still here with it, were you?
Yeah, I was still around. Yeah. They went up there and without Wayne and beat Parramatta. Scored 40 points in the second half. Wayne loves this situation, doesn't he? When he's wanted. He's just playing.
Playing us all. You know, he'd be getting home saying, how good did I go today? Anyway, he was happy to joke with the reporters at his latest press conference, as he did last week. But yesterday, the traditional press conference before the game, Dolphins playing tonight. This was Wayne Bennett yesterday when pressed on when he'll be making a decision.
You wanted to get it done reasonably promptly.
Yeah.
Tell us, is that the plan to talk to him? What are you going to do?
Yeah, something like that, Joe.
Yeah, magic round. Well, why have you delayed it till then?
Well, who said it was the magic round?
I thought you said that.
No, I didn't. I said this week.
This next week?
Yeah, last week.
Which week?
We'll get around to it, Joel. You'll find out sooner or later. So, no need to worry.
Wait a minute. Last week it was. Why do you want to keep coaching? Because I don't want to sit around twiddling my thumbs and bore myself to death, which was a really direct, morbid quote. I don't want to bore myself to death, so I'm just going to keep coaching.
Is it a done deal, do you think? Are you expecting him to announce that he'll be at South Sydney next year?
Well, see, I just think history tells us that, yes, he's saying that, but at the same time, that's what the left hand's doing. But the right hand, he's trying to get a little something out of Parramatta. Potentially, if that's the club that could have a vacancy, he's holding back. If they get flogged this week by Brisbane, and then Parramatta, that pushes his price up to South Sydney. If South Sydney are the only suitor, then why would South Sydney have to pay absolute premium to get him back there?
Because he'll demand that.
I think he'll demand even more if there's another.
Oh, I'm not arguing that.
You know what I'm saying?
And they are that's it. Parramatta, do you think Parramatta are the only other club? There's only Parramatta and South Sydney. I think so.
Yes. I'm going to say yes. Lock that in, thanks, Eddie. We'll lock that in. Very, very good. Now, look, we support this. A fed-up NRL has sent a forceful edict to all clubs demanding players stop argumentative, intimidatory and disrespectful behaviour towards match officials. The NRL General Manager... elite officiating Jared Maxwell directed the email to all 17 coaches on Wednesday morning, declaring a significant increase in the number of players disputing decisions of referees and attempting to initiate debates that will obviously not change decisions that have already been made. Yes, that happens a lot. Yep. Was it Ash Klein last week who had to say four times, I have explained myself? We're moving on. It's done. It's on. Mm. He doesn't have to explain an offside. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just decision made, play on. I support the league on that stance, 100%.
Yep. I do too. And so, and the only voice that the referee should hear is the captain's voice.
Mm.
No other voice. There's no other player that should be talking to the referee. Unless he is called out by the referee, yep. There's no other voice that he should hear. Now, we said yesterday that we think that the players' discipline in that area had improved. And I think it had, and we've only had three players marched for back chat.
Yeah, three this year, yeah.
Only three, which is not many the amount of
Brandy,
games.
But, Brandy, and you've been a captain, but you can't be a barking dog.
No.
If the referee says, no, I've blown the penalty for that, he doesn't have to explain it. He doesn't have to explain it. You, a lot of it, I suppose, is gamesmanship. You're just slowing the game down because you're defending. But I don't think a captain's got a right to question, to stand
every
there
decision.
And...
No, and well, just continually ask questions.
Yeah.
And if he said it once, you don't need to... He doesn't need to explain himself again, the referee. So, yeah, I think every now and then, you know, we get a situation like we had over the weekend that just highlights something that might become a problem if it continues. And good on the NRL. They've stepped in. They've sent an edict out to all the clubs to tell the players to shut up.
Mm.
Just keep playing,
Jake
boys.
Paul, does Jake Paul float your boat? Just getting away from rugby league. Does Jake Paul float your boat? The YouTuber, the boxing, you know?
No.
Did you follow what's happened with the Mike Tyson bout that's coming up
no.
in July?
No, does it interest you?
Yeah, well, not really, but the quote got me interested. He said he has sensationally claimed either he or Mike Tyson has to die, is his quote, in their upcoming showdown. Makes me, well, I don't know. Do you want to watch it? Does that make you? Tyson will be 31 years Paul Sr. on fight night, and boxing fans are concerned for his safety ahead of the Dallas bout. It's coming ahead on July 21, but Paul insists he won't be pulling any punches, saying it's war. It's all is fair in love and war. I love the guy, but as soon as it turned into a pro fight, one of us has to die. Has to die. Okay?
Right.
So, let's see if he's true to his
word. Will that make you watch?
Well, no, maybe.
When is it? Sorry, we'll talk about it after.
Yeah.
The day after it happens, we will. We'll see if we can get Mike Tyson on and see how he went.
All right, so have your say on all issues today, and we'd love a threesome if you want to, you know, throw in some tips. But kids' sport, it's not the biggest issue in the world, but what do you experience at the moment? What grounds is? Have you had a whole week of things being cancelled? Is that the case going into the weekend? Are you frustrated by it? Do you think it really does kids any harm to be playing in the wet? I go, it's the best days of your life. The best days of your life. But give us a call. And Brandy, our sponsors, Brighton's Lawyers, they're going to be busy. You're going
to
be busy with this vaccine
or illness. Well, this is right up their alley. Someone gets hurt this weekend. Call Bryden's 1-800-848-848. Vossi, we are here for Bryden's Lawyers. Andrew, plenty of text to get to, but I think we should go to the Great Southern Bank open line. We've got Michael of Kilcare online, wants to chat about field closures. Michael, come in.
Ooh, Central Coast, Vossi. Michael.
Vossi, Brandy, good morning. How are you?
We're well,
okay,
mate.
How's it looking up there on the Central Coast?
No, it's pretty boggy. Most of the grounds are closed already, so training's been off, so not looking too good for the weekend. But you got me thinking about growing up and what we used to play on. Maybe we have a segment on that at another time. But growing up in Western Sydney, Brandy, out at Warragamba, I remember we used to play on grounds where the mud was up to your knees. Best years of your life. The only problem was the mum or dad who had to take the jerseys home, I think they had 20 kilos of mud that had to go through their Simpson washing machine. So
yeah, that's
it
right.
It became a bit
that's
of a right. challenge that weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that and that was tough when the dam used to spill over too onto the Warragamba playing fields. That made it even worse. But we've got plenty of text messages here about fields that we used to play on.
And, well, oil markings, lime markings on the line, the oil markings on the lines. I remember I bought a Cronulla Sutherland Sharks jersey. First time I wore it up there, game against the mates, landed on the sideline, got the oil on it, couldn't get it off. Brand new jersey, the sky blue part, up Cronulla.
Remember,
again, scarred by incidents like that as a kid.
Yeah. Kirribilli Panther says, Katoomba Showground on a Saturday in June, 8 o'clock in the morning in the 70s, would be covered in ice. And we'd play on and give it to those Nancy boys from the foot of the mountains. Kirribilli Panther. they were tough. They were tough mornings. Very cold in Katoomba.
Let's cross down to the Shire. Anatmaz at Woolooware says, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday training cancelled in the Shire. A call to be made for Saturday soccer games on Friday morning tomorrow, so going to lose this weekend also. Games are not caught up either, so it's money out of pocket for us. Our soccer club is one of the biggest in the country. We propose to upgrade our oval to synthetic with our own funds and council knocked us back. That's from Anatmaz in Woolooware. So again, the calling. It seems like one in all in, like a council shuts one ground, then they're all shut. Do they not do individual inspections? Like, surely some would be better than others in the wet. And I'm not sure saying any of them should be cancelled.
No. It's a blanket shutdown, Vossi. They just shut down the whole area. Breakfast is powered by Kubota. Take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors and land pride attachments. The weather, well, we've been talking about it. It's raining, 21 degrees. And thought we'd go to Madrid because there's a soccer game there and it's Champions League. Nice. We'll update that in a moment. Or is it nil all? Is it still nil all?
Alex went off early with the music. I heard the music come in. Alex is running the show. Bloody hell,
it's
the maestro.
Not morning glory, maestro. We're 75 minutes into the game. Remember, it was 2-2 coming into this second leg. Real Madrid are down 1-0. Bayern have just scored a goal. So Bayern Munich up 3-2 on aggregate.
All German final at Wembley. That's where we're headed. All German final, first week of June at Wembley in the Champions League.
Well, it's 26 degrees and clear in Madrid, so conditions perfect.
Yeah, well, that's beautiful stuff. You're right about Kubota. They have the tractors. I drove past there yesterday. Brilliant. Like, just
get yourself
just
a land pride attachment. Just duck in and just pick up.
No, I'm just thinking the tractor. I mean, I've never been on a tractor. I've been obviously the ride on, but what's sitting up high on a tractor like? What's that like? Is that life
remember.
Complete? Bucket list. Yeah. Anyway, if you want a tractor, go and see Kubota. They have the stuff. Let's go to the news and come back with lots of good stuff.
Vanessa, thank you. Breakfast with Vossi and Brandy. Thanks to Bryden's Lawyers. Unable to work due to injury or illness. Contact Bryden's Lawyers and experience game-changing sound this season with who, Andrew? Who provides
Sonos.
The sound?
Sonos.
Yes. Yeah, up for grabs today, Vossi. We've got some prizes. Signet Poos Power Banks. Signet Boost Power Bank. Keep your phone, tablet and earbuds powered 24/7. And the Edgewater Homes text line 0457 736 736. Edgewater Homes mortgage fund up to $1,500 a month off your home loan for 2 years. T's and C's apply.
Big question on the text line. Vossi, I enjoyed the fan this week last night. So we had Andrew Abdo in the fold-out chair.
I watched that last night. I watched the replay and I thought it was fantastic. Yeah. I thought it was a great interview. With Andrew Abdo.
Personal side. Totally different.
Enjoyed
so it was good of him to do it and give a bit of himself, right? Because he's all shop. Peter Vallandi, all these characters. But this has been asked. Is it just me, or do I note one Gregory Alexander has not featured as yet in the fold-out chair? Is it a logistical issue getting to the Northern Beaches compound, or the guest declined? Do you come with a fee?
Well, you haven't asked me. You haven't. Oh, okay. We're with each other every day.
That's right. Sort of. Mm. All right. We'll have to get the chairs out. Now,
are we doing a game together this weekend? I don't know if we are.
Incredibly, maybe not.
You know, last block of games, I called 10 games. I did 9 of them with you. nine out of 10.
I was happy for you to go to Japan, I've got to say. I needed the break. I needed that bit of space. Now, Brandy, while you're away, we've had the transition. We had the little fill it like the loan player. We now call Brooksy Gemat Chibasaki because he was put out on loan to us. The Breakfast Show for all.
Gemat Chibasaki came up in yesterday's program. He did play Japanese rugby.
Yeah, he's a burning.
He was over there. He was
all right.
There.
So Nathan Chibasaki Brooks was on loan to us, and now we have a new producer. Ben Rossley here has gone. Ben's off working for clubs in New South Wales, doing a great job. And Mindy has come on board. Now, Mindy's claim to fame sporting-wise is a one-time Olympic fencing hopeful. She was considered one of the best in the country in the sport of fencing. And the other day I asked, is anyone the first fencer in my life? I've been on this earth over 50 years. I've never met a fencer. So this is my first fencer, and we're trying to find, if you want to, what's the phrase, Brandy, if you want to go out with a mate this weekend and...
You foil up, Andrew.
Foil up. where do you do it? Mindy, fencing, welcome to the breakfast team, first of all. Breakfast
thank
with Vossi and Brandy and Mindy. Welcome.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. Wow. Yes, I'm very happy to be here.
Now, can we
talk
just
to us
sort
about
of...
fencing.
Yeah, talk to us about fencing. We won't want to go the whole hog, but can you just give us a little bit of something like protective gear? What did you have to go out and buy your uniform to be a fencer?
No,
is it all white?
No, it was in high school, so we had like a communal protective gear. But like as a girl, I went to an all girls high school, and I just remember them giving me 3 cups. So obviously, there's the cup that the gentleman would also use, but then there were 2 extra cups for girls that you had to sort of position to look after yourself.
Yeah, okay.
That's interesting information. And, probably wasn't thinking we'd go there. So the cups.
The cups.
So, and it's and communal cups.
That was right. It was the late 90s. You know, things were different then.
Mindy, was Vossi right in saying that you were an Olympic hopeful, or how deep did you go into the sport of fencing?
I did a term at school of it. I think it was about six lessons.
Mindy, don't let the truth get in the way of a good story. We were billing you as an Olympic hopeful. Well,
yeah, that means I was.
No. Well, that's the end of the segment then, isn't it?
Well, I guess there's so few people doing fencing that if you pick up one, you are a chance. Apologies to all the fencers out there.
But where do you buy the gear? Where would you buy? Is it? It's an epi? Sable? Like, where do you buy the gear? Has anyone ever walked into Rebel Sport and seen the fencing section? Like, where do you get fencing gear? Where does it come from?
And you still think that they fence at school now? Like, does anyone do fencing at school?
I reckon posh schools.
Posh schools?
Yeah, that must be posh, I reckon.
Do fencing. All right. Well, that's been a very good segment. That's been brought to you by
good
Mr.
Have you on
Whippy
board,
Ice
Cream.
Thank you.
Yeah, good to have you on board. Thank you, Mindy. Thank you for, you know, deep dive into fencing. So girls had to have 3 cups. Yeah, the guys only have the one covering the orchestra stalls. But the women had 3 cups. That's interesting. Can we play on? What else have we got? Anything. Something. Now, on captains. Now, this is what I asked. This was the incident. Barry D's got on the text. I said last week there was an incident, and it was. It was James Tedesco with Ash Klein. He says Klein last week, although he spells it K-L-O-W-N, last week said to Teddy 4 times, I'm not discussing it with you, when Teddy was asking what the ruling was. Klein had allowed a big advantage to be played, then Broncos dropped the ball, and Klein took it back for Roosters knock on. Teddy was correct to question him, but Klein wouldn't answer him. Well, Barry D, I disagree. I disagree with you. He's not changing his decision, and I don't think the referee is obliged to explain everything. But, Brandy, you're the captain. Am I right or wrong there? Is Barry D right in saying that Teddy was right to keep going at him? It was 4 times he went at him. 4 times. Wouldn't walk away. Klein asked him to walk away.
Yeah, sometimes it is hard. And I can understand that sort of situation in an advantage where it can be subjective, Andrew, and you want to hear from the referee why he went that way. I guess, you know, that is understandable. I can understand James Tedesco, but then I can understand Ashley Klein saying, well, it's a penalty. I've ruled that way. There's no point arguing about it.
Okay, now I'm going to push you, Brandy. So on the back of what Jared Maxwell said yesterday, even if it is the captain, if the captain badges, and I'm using that expression, the referee, if the referee says walk away and the captain goes again, he says walk away and the captain goes again, he's entitled to be sin bin based on yesterday's edict. Will you blow up if that happens? They've been warned. We're not to get in the face of the referee and badger.
Yeah, well, it'd have to be pretty extreme, I think, to get binned.
Pardon the pun, by the way. Badger. Pardon that pun. Yeah. There, Casey Badger. Yeah. I'm just talking. Could have come up with another expression, I suppose.
So it'd have to be pretty extreme, I think, to get binned. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, as for being powered by Kubota, Big Ted on the app at, is it Marina? Brandy, you know the
area? I'm going to go with Marina, yeah.
Okay. Re-Kubota tractors. He says, I delivered bricks and roof tiles on a BW with a Kubota tractor with a rear-mounted forklift. The centrifugal clutch beats any John Deere by a country mile. Can recommend an hour's play on a modern tractor. Now, that's got me excited. An hour's play. Like, just has someone got a paddock? They want me to come out and I'll hop on the tractor and just drive around.
You reckon
I'm a tractor driver for hire.
Would you need any instructions? Could you just jump up in the seat and off you go? Or do you need someone to say, well, look, Andrew, you've got to, you know, press this button and pull this lever and... Or do you think, I don't know, that sounds a bit...
It's the latter, Brady. It's the latter. I need a little bit of help. I don't think I'm just hopping on, and I think that's in the movie stuff. I don't think I'm getting away fast on a tractor. I'd have a look, I'd have a crack, but I could kill myself, I suppose, if I pressed the wrong button and started going downhill. I'd end up in a dam, and that's the end of me. Jake Paul style. Someone has to die.
You know, Pedro the Rooster says, almighty leap, Mr. Voss, 6 lessons and you had Mindy at the Olympics. You don't exaggerate. And Pedro, who was in touch with us yesterday about him being an influencer, said that he's changed his, changed something. He's got 28 followers. So 28,
he's closed his old account because I think he said it was hectic. It got to about 400. And so he had to shut it down. It got a bit too hectic.
He shut it down. He's got 28.
Right. Okay. Big hit. We are brought to you by Bryden's Lawyers. Best legal advice. Keep the number handy, 1-800-848-848. A day where Throwback Thursday, Luke Phillips will be our special guest. Roosters Grand Final winner, former referee. And Jaden Kaczewski coming on the program from Sydney FC a little later on. Michael Carrianos out of 8 o'clock with all the big rugby league news as well. But we want to hear from you. Get on the open line, the Great Southern Bank open line, 1-300-01-1170.
Boy, what a game it is in... Madrid, Vossi, they have equaled up with 2 minutes left of regular time. So it's one apiece. So 2-2 after the first leg. It is 1-1 into injury time. Now, time for a sports update. Rekindle the spark with Glow Fire Pits. Tonight, of course, we've got NRL and AFL. Dolphins take on Manly. Blues take on the Demons in the AFL. NBA results, Andrew. That's your...
Yes, yesterday's results. Boston Celtics over the Cleveland Cavaliers, 120-95. Oklahoma City Thunder v. the Mavericks. Josh Giddey's side, 117-95. He was left bleeding from the mouth, from a rogue arm to the face. But his Oklahoma City Thunder made history, the youngest ever NBA team to win a second-round playoff game and a big win over the Dallas Mavericks. Have a listen to this.
Giddey is hurt. I think there's a cut that Giddey is dealing with. He is bleeding from the mouth. It's the bottom lip.
Should have stapled him. Should have come out and stapled the lip, I reckon. Bang, bang, bang.
So did he carry on? He kept playing, didn't he?
He's tough. He's tough.
So today we've got New York Knicks up against the Indiana Pacers at Madison Square Garden. The IPL. Now, we did when we spoke IPL yesterday with Hammy Goodman, some Aussies in action. Andrew, and one of them killed
Travis Head. I mean, Travis Head and Jake Fraser-McGurk are having sensational IPL tournaments. So last night, Lucknow Supergiants 4-for-165. The Sunrisers Hyderabad came out. Travis Head opening the batting. They polish off the target, the 166. They do it in the 10th over. Travis Head 89 not out off 30 balls. Absolutely sensational hitting, 8 fours, 8 sixes, 167. So their run rate, 9.4 overs, their run rate, 17.27. They won with over 10 overs to spare.
So just off, Jake Fraser-McGurk, and we spoke about his 50 off 19 balls where he clouded 4 fours and 2 sixes in one over. That's his third 50 inside 20 balls. That was only his 7th IPL game. For Jake Fraser-McGurk, and I went through the 2020 World Cup side that Australia picked. Surely there is a place for him.
Has to be.
I don't know which batsman you get rid of, but if he continues this sort of form, it's the IPL. It must be sort of drawing to a close. Is it?
It's a game every day. Yeah, it goes for 6 weeks. And just some Super Rugby news. And this is a concern. Like, he's one of the best young talents in Australia, Max Jorgensen. But reading the Herald story this morning, and there's all sorts of drama. So the Waratahs have been hit by injury. They're having a wretched season. Now injuries have set in. Playing the Brumbies on Saturday. So there's been a mid-season loan deal with the Melbourne Rebels. So Pone Farmasili, the Wallabies prop, has been loaned out to the Waratahs. They've only got 3 games to play this season, but they don't have anyone on deck. But Max Jorgensen played club rugby last weekend and suffered a serious hamstring injury. Now, we are talking about one of the youngest stars in the game. He's already been ruled out of the remainder of the Super Rugby season. They're saying it could be an 8 to 10 week recovery.
That's
which
as bad
would
as a hamstring
much,
gets.
Yeah, it would rule him out of the Wallabies tests as well. So in the space of 2 seasons, knee, ankle, shoulder, hamstring.
He's had a wretched start to his career. Mm. And he is only 19 still, isn't he? Like, he's a baby. Just on the IPL too, still 20 games to go in the IPL. So still some action left. Vossi, rekindle the spark with Glowfire Pits and enjoy your outdoor moments for longer. Glowheating.com.au. We're going to go to the open line, the Great Southern Bank open line.
Hey, look who's there. Good morning.
Gary.
Morning, Andrew.
Gary. I don't think you need an introduction because people know your voice now, Gary. We don't even have to say hello, Gary of Newtown. You just come on. That's how big you are. You're a star.
I'd like, and I don't want to be on every day of the week, but the referees, I'm annoyed of the players outside of the captain. Now, the captain challenged me on a point, and then I'd reply, I didn't see it that way. Full stop. And if you challenge me on another point about, we're being held down long in the opposition, I'll say, I'll have a look at it. And you get back to me on that and say, did you have a look at it? I'll say, yeah, I don't see it your way. Full stop. Move on. Get on with the game. Outside of the captain wants to challenge me on a decision, you got a fair warning. Second time round, you're in the bin. Leave me alone. And the funny part about that, half-time they get challenged, the ref, it's the bunker's got the last say anyway, not the ref. Abuse.
Gary, how's your fitness? Gary, how is your fitness? If Jared Maxwell calls you today, are you up to refereeing? Would you be able to physically handle it? Because it sounds like...
Let him run the line first. Give him a few games on the line and then bring him in.
No! Throw him out in the middle. Gary, I stand with you. I can't believe I'm saying it. I stand with you. You're going to have to give up the coaching at Parramatta, though. You do realise that. You can't coach a team and referee.
No, I want the game... Hey! Andrew, I want the game to be a better game. I've got to be a coach. It's all about attack. See, I've complained about six a game. That's artificially producing skill, fatiguing the game. Not about penalty. It's about skill. That's why we score points. We've got to put plenty of money into the kids and get coaches to educate them on the skill. If we've got skill and physicality, we've got the best team sport in the world. I'm not going to surrender on the skill. We need it.
Gary, can the Eels win? Gary, can the Eels win tomorrow?
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Three, got it! What a catch!
This is a famous victory, a magnificent performance.
Here's Aloisi for a place in the World Cup.
For us.
He scores!
On Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy, on this day.
And the 9th of May, Vossie, back in 1927, Parliament convened in Canberra for the first time. Before that, it was in Melbourne. And then on this day in 1988, the new Parliament House was opened. So all on
who
this
didn't
day.
Do it? Who didn't do a school excursion to Parliament House? In 1992, the final episode of Golden Girls was telecast on NBC TV.
Thank you for being a friend.
Oh, that's nice. What else, Brandy?
On this day in 2020, Little Richard died at the age of 87.
Well, happy Eric Times birthday for Grant Hackett today. He's 44. Grant Hackett, 44.
Okay, also on this day, 9th of May, Vossie, Billy Joel turns 75.
Sing us a song, you're the piano man.
Oh, yeah.
Sing us a song tonight.
Song, Billy.